This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information, or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. Read by Maria Elming, Copenhagen, Denmark, November 2006. The Good News According to Matthew, from the World English Bible. Chapters 21 and 22. When they drew near to Jerusalem, and came to Bethphage, to the Mount of Olives, then Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go into the village that is opposite you, and immediately you will find a donkey tied and a colt with her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, you shall say, 'The Lord needs them,' and immediately he will send them." All this was done that it might be fulfilled which was spoken through the prophet, saying, "Tell the daughter of Zion, behold, your king comes to you, humble and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey." The disciples went and did just as Jesus commanded them, and brought the donkey and the colt, and laid their clothes on them, and he sat on them. A very great multitude spread their clothes on the road. Others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the roads. The multitudes who went before him and who followed him kept shouting, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest!" When he had come into Jerusalem, all the city was stirred up, saying, "Who is this?" The multitude said, "This is the prophet Jesus from Nazareth of Galilee." Jesus entered into the temple of God, and drove out all those who sold and bought in the temple, and overthrew the money changers' tables, and the seat of those who sold the doves. He said to them, "It is written, 'My house shall be called a house of prayer,' but you have made it a den of robbers." The blind and the lame came to him in the temple, and he healed them. But when the chief priests and the scribes saw the wonderful things that he did, and the children who were crying in the temple, and saying, "Hosanna to the Son of David," they were indignant, and said to him, "Do you hear what these are saying?" Jesus said to them, "Yes. Did you never read, 'Out of the mouth of babes and nursing babies you have perfected praise'?" He left them and went out to the city of Bethany and lodged there. Now in the morning, as he returned to the city, he was hungry. Seeing a fig tree by the road, he came to it and found nothing on it but leaves. He said to it, "Let there be no fruit from you forever." Immediately the fig tree withered away. When the disciples saw it, they marveled, saying, "How did the fig tree immediately wither away?" Jesus answered them, "Most certainly I tell you, if you have faith and don't doubt, you will not only do what was done to the fig tree, but even if you told this mountain, 'Be taken up and cast into the sea,' it would be done. All things, whatever you ask in prayer, believing, you will receive." When he had come into the temple, the chief priests and the elders of the people came to him as he was teaching and said, "By what authority do you do these things? Who gave you this authority?" Jesus answered them, "I also will ask you one question, which, if you tell me, I will likewise tell you by what authority I do these things. The baptism of John, where was it from? From heaven or from man?" They reasoned with themselves, saying, "If we say, 'From heaven,' he will ask us, 'Why then did you not believe him?' But if we say, 'From men,' we fear the multitudes, for all hold John as a prophet." They answered Jesus and said, "We don't know." He also said to them, "Neither will I tell you by what authority I do these things. But what do you think? A man had two sons, and he came to the first and said, 'Son, go work today in my vineyard.' He answered, 'I will not.' But afterwards he changed his mind and went. He came to the second and said the same thing. He answered, 'I go, sir.' But he didn't go. Which of the two did the will of his father?" They said to him, "The first." Jesus said to them, "Most certainly I tell you that the tax collectors and the prostitutes are entering into the kingdom of God before you. For John came to you in the way of righteousness, and you didn't believe him, but the tax collectors and the prostitutes believed him. When you saw it, you didn't even repent afterward, that you might believe him. Hear another parable. There was a man who was a master of a household, who planted a vineyard, set a hedge about it, dug a winepress into it, built a tower, leased it up to farmers, and went into another country. When the season for the fruit drew near, he sent his servants to the farmers to receive his fruit. The farmers took his servants, beat one, killed another, and stoned another. Again, he sent other servants, more than the first, and they treated them the same way. But afterward he sent to them his son, saying, 'They will respect my son.' But the farmers, when they saw the son, said among themselves, 'This is the heir. Come, let us kill him and seize his inheritance.' So they took him and threw him out of the vineyard and killed him. When therefore the lord of the vineyard comes, what will he do to those farmers?" They told him, "He will miserably destroy those miserable men, and will lease out the vineyard to other farmers, who will give him the fruit in its season." Jesus said to them, "Did you never read in the scriptures, 'The stone which the builders rejected, the same was made the head of the corner. This was from the Lord. It is marvelous in our eyes.' Therefore I tell you, the kingdom of God will be taken away from you, and will be given to a nation bringing forth its fruit. He who falls on this stone will be broken to pieces, but on whoever it will fall, it will scatter him as dust." When the chief priests and the Pharisees heard his parables, they perceived that he spoke about them. When they sought to seize him, they feared the multitudes, because they considered him to be a prophet. Chapter 22. Jesus answered and spoke again in parables to them, saying, "The kingdom of heaven is like a certain king who made a marriage feast for his son, and sent out his servants to call those who were invited to the marriage feast. But they would not come. Again he sent out other servants, saying, 'Tell those who are invited, Behold, I have made ready my dinner. My cattle and my fatlings are killed, and all things are ready. Come to the marriage feast.' But they made light of it and went their ways, one to his own farm, another to his merchandise. And the rest grabbed his servants and treated them shamefully and killed them. When the king heard that, he was angry and sent his armies, destroying those murderers, and burnt their cities. Then he said to his servants, 'The wedding is ready, but those who were invited weren't worthy. Go therefore to the intersections of the highways, and as many as you may find, invite to the marriage feast.' Those servants went out into the highways, and gathered together as many as they found, both bad and good. The wedding was filled with guests. But when the king came in to see the guests, he saw there a man who didn't have on his wedding clothing. And he said to them, 'Friend, how did you come in here not wearing wedding clothing?' He was speechless. Then the king said to the servants, 'Bind him hand and foot, take him away, and throw him into the outer darkness. There is where the weeping and grinding of teeth will be. For many are called, but few are chosen.' Then the Pharisees went and took counsel how they might entrap him in his talk. They sent their disciples to him, along with the Herodians, saying, 'Teacher, we know that you are honest, and teach the way of God in truth, no matter who you teach, for you aren't partial to anyone. Tell us, therefore, what do you think? Is it lawful to pay taxes to Caesar, or not?' But Jesus perceived their wickedness and said, 'Why do you test me, you hypocrites? Show me the tax money.' They brought to him a denarius. He asked them, 'Whose is this image and inscription?' They said to him, 'Caesar's.' Then he said to them, 'Give therefore to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's.' When they heard it, they marveled, and left him and went away. On that day Sadducees, those who say that there is no resurrection, came to him. They asked him, saying, 'Teacher, Moses said, If a man dies having no children, his brother shall marry his wife, and raise up seed for his brother. Now there were with us seven brothers. The first married and died, and having no seed left his wife to his brother. In like manner the second also, and the third to the seventh. After them all the woman died. In the resurrection, therefore, whose wife will she be of the seven? For they all had her.' But Jesus answered them, 'You are mistaken, not knowing the scriptures nor the power of God. For in the resurrection they neither marry nor are given in marriage, but are like God's angels in heaven. But concerning the resurrection of the dead, haven't you read that which was spoken to you by God, saying, I am the God of Abraham, and the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. God is not God of the dead, but of the living.' When the multitudes heard it, they were astonished by his teaching. But the Pharisees, when they heard that he had silenced the Sadducees, gathered themselves together. One of them, a lawyer, asked him a question, testing him. 'Teacher, which is the greatest commandment in the law?' Jesus said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment. A second likewise is this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. The whole law and the prophets depend on these two commandments." Now while the Pharisees were gathered together, Jesus asked them a question, saying, "What do you think of the Christ? Whose son is he?" They said to him, "Of David." He said to them, "How then does David in the Spirit call him Lord, saying, 'The Lord said to my Lord, sit on my right hand, until I make your enemies a footstool for your feet'? If then David calls him Lord, how is he his son?" No one was able to answer him a word, neither did any man dare ask him any more questions from that day forth. End of chapter 22.